Welcome to Heart Compass, a podcast that's all about figuring out your own path in life, finding your love and light, and being guided by your intuition through it all. Welcome to episode 5 of Heart Compass. Thank you so much for tuning in again, listening to this, and thank you for being interested in what I have to say about the world. I was planning on doing one episode a week when I started this. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm not even at like one episode a month right now. So yeah, I don't know about that. But you know, we're here now. It's okay. Let's not talk about it. Let's just forget that I have no structure in my life and that I start things but never really finish them and that I have no stamina and I cannot stick to something. But that's a whole different thing. Actually, not really, because that's kind of what I want to talk about today. Here's the thing. The reason why I've not really recorded episodes recently, or I don't know, just the thing is that I felt like with this podcast and whatever, and whenever I say something, especially on like social media or just with this podcast or anywhere really, that if I say something about a topic or if I speak on, you know, just something, that I have to have it like figured out to be able to talk about it and kind of to give advice. But here's the thing, I have nothing figured out like at all. And especially recently, things have been very chaotic and a lot of contrast in my life right now. Let's just say that. And I don't know, I just felt like if I don't have it like figured out, or if I can't tell you like a solution to a problem, I can't talk about the topic or the problem or the struggles. But why? Like, let's just talk about our struggles and just normalize them, and kind of, especially with so many things going on in the world right now, the most important thing is to not hide your struggles and actually like talk about it. Because for me personally, when I hear somebody talk about something they're struggling with or just a topic that's really present in their life right now, and I myself am maybe kind of struggling with the same thing where I can just relate to that, it just makes everything so much, I don't know, it just seems so much more manageable for some reason. I don't really know why, but I don't know. It's just a great feeling to not be alone in your struggles and what you go through, you know? So I was like, I'm just gonna sit down right now, talk about what's been going on in my life, what's been going through my head. I have nothing written down. I don't really know what I'm gonna be talking about today, but I just felt really called to sit down and talk because, yeah, I have a lot of things going on in my head right now. But yeah, I think I'm just gonna get started with the most relevant thing, or like the relevant, what? No, with the most like present thing in this moment right now, which is my van. As you might know, if you follow me on like social media, like Instagram or something, or if you've listened to the second podcast episode, I think, or the first one, or I think I talked about my van and me buying a van and traveling in basically every episode. So if you've listened to one before, you might know that I bought a van almost like 3 to 4 months ago now. And I've been dreaming of van life and traveling and this ultimate freedom that van life gives you for so long. Like, you don't even know how much I wanted this, or I still want it, but thing I've been struggling with is, you know, I've been talking about this dream and thinking about this dream and just focusing so much on it for like the past year or something, that I feel like I've distanced myself from it for some reason. Like, I don't know, a friend of mine just had a really great explanation for that a few weeks ago. And she said, like, if you speak about it so much and you think about it so much, with every word you say and with every thought you think, you kind of build a barrier between you and your dream for some reason. I don't know if you can relate to that, but to me it just makes perfect sense because that's exactly how I feel right now. Like, I focus so much on this. Like, my whole life is laid out for this right now. Like, I quit my job, I quit my apartment, I'm living on my mom's couch right now, I sold my car, bought the van. Like, everything is laid out for this in my life right now. Like, this is the one thing that I am doing right now, just preparing for van life and just getting the van ready and everything like that. So everything is laid out for it. So basically I'm like, I'm here. Like, my dream is here. We're doing it. Like, we're in it right now. And I don't know. It's just, it feels so distant for some reason. And it feels so hard to grab onto for some reason. It's just so, I can't explain what it feels like, but I just feel like I've not realized it yet, or I'm not like in the reality that the van exists. Like, it's so hard to explain, but basically I've been struggling a lot with getting things done in the van because I bought it and it's already converted, but I want to make a lot of renovations, and it's just, everything's pretty old in there, and I just want to make it, you know, aesthetic and pretty and just make it my own, basically. So, you know, I'm not very experienced in building stuff, or, you know, I'm not a very crafty person. I mean, I'm not bad at it at all. Like, I'm pretty good with my hands, you know. Wow, that's just, no. Should I cut that out? No. It's funny. Okay, it's all right. Let's just laugh about it and forget it. That I just said that. But Jesus. I'm not the worst at, like, crafty things. Let's just say that. But I don't really have experience in, you know, renovating a van or anything like that. So, I don't know. For me, it's been getting really, really tough to actually go in there and plan what I need to do and then get that shit done. I'm a person, I get so excited for something in the moment. Like, I just look forward to things so much. And then when they're actually there, like when they're happening, I'm like, all right, what's the next thing? Like, I don't know, I'm just really, really, I'm a very airy person, even though I'm not even an air sign. I'm mainly fire and earth in my astrology signs, if you're into that. But I don't know, my personality, I'm just fly of the moment, you know, just excited about something, next moment, it's gone. So this has been something that's so frustrating to me because I'm not employed right now. I do not really have a job right now. I just do things and then money comes in and then money goes out and money comes in again. Very, also very unstructured. So there's no structure in my life right now. Let's just say that. But, you know, I'm unemployed. So I have all the fucking time in the world to get things done in the van because that's the only thing I really have on my plate right now. The only thing that I have to do right now is focus on the van, renovate the van, get things done in there, and just finish it so that I can go. Because, you know, because I am unemployed, I don't really have anything that I'm tied to, so I can literally leave tomorrow if I want to. So if the van was done already, I could be gone right now. So there's nothing holding me back, really. So why am I just struggling to motivate myself to work on it? Like, I don't know. It's just been very, very frustrating lately. And I've been really hating myself for it, to be completely honest with you. Because I'm like, girl, what? why? Like, it just doesn't make sense in my head. But I've been thinking about it a lot, and what I've noticed and what I've kind of realized as I was thinking about this a lot, because it is my main focus in life right now, I realized that maybe, well, there's two things, or three, I don't know. But the main one is that I think I'm just scared. Like, I am scared that the big ass expectations I have for this are not going to be fulfilled. I'm afraid that my dream is not going to be able to fulfill my dream. Just going to let that sink in real quick. Because when I had that sentence in my head, it just popped up and it just made so much sense to me. Like, I'm scared that my dream is not going to fulfill my dream. Like, what? That's fucking genius. I'm sorry for cursing, but it just makes so much sense to me. Like, I've dreamed of it for so long, and I'm very prone to have extremely high expectations for something, and then if it doesn't go exactly 100% as I expected it to be, I'm very disappointed, or I'm just like, all right, nothing makes sense. My life doesn't make any sense, because, you know, I've laid out my whole life for this right now. And I'm really proud of that, by the way. Like, actually, like, making the decision is something, but then, like, getting down to it and actually, like, taking the steps to make that a reality, like, that's something completely different. And I did that. Like, I took every single little step that was necessary to set myself up for van life and for traveling and for actually doing it. So I'm really proud of myself for that. Just gonna pat myself on the shoulder real quick, because that's not easy, or not even not easy, but just, you know, it takes a lot of balls for that. And that's something I have, and that's something I'm really grateful for. But, you know, the thing is that I have taken those steps right now, and I'm at the verge of, like, making my dream come true and, like, living in it right now. And I don't know, it's just that, especially on social media and in our society, it's always like, you know, dream big and fulfill your dreams and do what you love and, you know, work for your dreams and dream big and blah blah blah, all that, you know. And I am definitely 100% one of those people as well. Like, at 14 years old, I wanted to tattoo the phrase, if you can dream it, you can do it, onto my hand, which was a whole nother thing. But I am 100% one of those people that says that, like, you know, dream big and everything. But nobody talks about what to do and how to handle the situation when your dream is actually there. Like, when it knocks on your door and is like, hey, you dreamt of me, I'm here now, let's go, let's live. Like, nobody really talks about what to do when that dream actually is there, and when you're, like, on the verge of fulfilling your dream. Like, everybody's always like, you know, dream big. But yeah, I did that, you know, I dreamt big, great, my dream is here right now, what do I do? How do I handle? Because taking that last step is not easy. Like, you start to question every single little step you took to get here, and, like, every single thought you had about it, you just start to question everything. And I don't know how to stop that, and I don't want to stop it. Like, it's not something that, I just feel like it's part of the process, you know, but it's just hard to comprehend and to, you know, hard to accept. Let's just say that it's hard to accept those thoughts you have when you just contemplate everything. So the first thing I realized is that I'm just scared that my expectations are not going to be met. And that's the first thing I realized. And the second thing was just that I am a person, especially lately, I'm a person, I am so good at being alone, and that's something I praise. Like, that's something I really love about myself, But I also, like, I tell everyone about that. Like, I don't need anybody. I'm great at being alone. I'm perfectly fine alone. I do not need a man, a woman, somebody in my life, like, romantically or all that stuff. Wow. I always preface that I don't need anybody. I'm perfectly fine alone. Great. Amazing. That's really part of my personality right now, I feel like. I don't know. That's something that's really important to me and that I have been also focusing on, because I was extremely dependent on my ex-boyfriend for 6 years. And, you know, after that breakup, I was like, all right, I'm gonna be the most independent bitch of all time. And that's what I did. But here's the thing. With van life and, like, actually going on an adventure completely alone, and I'm gonna be alone in a country I don't know, with people surrounding me that I don't know, new places, new everything, new language, everything is new, and I'm gonna be completely alone, nobody there to catch me if I fall, you know? And I thought I was the perfect person to do that because I am so good at being alone, you know? But right now, like, when it actually is, you know, getting real and everything is getting very serious, I feel like deep down I'm scared that I'm gonna realize that I'm actually not as good at being alone as I thought I was. Because, you know, here where I live, I still have my friends, I still have people around, I live with my mom. I'm never, like, completely alone. But when I'm in, like, Italy or Greece or whatever, don't even know where I'm going yet. When I'm in a country that I don't speak the language of, that I don't know, and places I don't know, I'm gonna be completely alone, and I'm not gonna be able to, like, call my mom every 5 minutes and be like, oh my god, I'm here, what do I do now? Well, I could, but, you know, I'm 21 years old, I'm not gonna do that. Or maybe I will. Let's see. Let's just see. But that's something that I feel like has also been holding me back. Just the thought that maybe I'm gonna realize that I'm not as good at being alone as I thought I was, or as I always tell people I am, you know. That's something that's also been holding me back, I think. So overall, I'm just scared and I don't really know what to do about it. Here's the thing. This situation kind of occurred, or, like, you know, everything just kind of came up, like, a week ago, 2 weeks ago or something. And I sat down and journaled a lot. And this is something I started doing a few months ago. I've never really been a very big journal person. I've always wanted to do it, but as very many things I want to do, I never get down to actually do it. But I did start journaling a lot. And when all that came up for me, like, questioning everything and just contemplating my entire life, I sat down and journaled. And, you know, when you sit down and actually write it out of your mind, everything just makes a lot more sense. And all these things just, you know, it just doesn't seem as big of a problem anymore if you write it down, I feel like. At least for me, that's what it's like. So I've realized that I'm just fucking scared. And in that one journal session after my midlife crisis, I realized that the only thing I need to do is just exist, is just to be. I was sitting in nature, basically, like, on this big field, and I don't know, it just looked around me and I was like, these trees I'm looking at right now, they just exist. Like, they grow beautifully. They have extremely beautiful leaves and they're so strong and their roots are so strong. And, like, the flowers that grow on there and everything. It's just everything is so beautiful in nature, but that tree doesn't try to be beautiful. It doesn't try to be strong. It doesn't contemplate whether its roots are long enough or whether it's in the right place or it has been, you know, here for too long or whatever. Like, it sounds so stupid when you say that, but like everything around us, every single little thing you can see right now when you look around, it just is. It just exists. It doesn't contemplate. It doesn't like try to exist. It just exists. Us humans, we are the only ones in this fucking world that try to be something. We already are something. We don't have to try to be somebody or something or try to be this or better that or better this or better that. Let's just exist. And that just takes so much pressure off of everything. If you realize that you being here right now and you existing right now is enough, and that's all you gotta do, that's like, that's your purpose. Your purpose is to just be here. Don't try to be anything else. You're completely fine like you are. You don't have to better everything about yourself. You don't have to reach those big ass goals all the time. If you just exist, and if you surrender to what your life is supposed to be and the path you're supposed to be on, because you are guided all the time. Every single second of your life, you are guided by a higher power. Whatever the fuck you believe in, I don't care. God, the universe, Buddha, whatever. I don't care. But you are guided by something. And you know that. Like, deep down, you can feel it. You just have to tune into that. But you're guided anyways. Like, why think about it so much? Just exist and surrender. So that's kind of the lesson I learned in that one session of journaling. And I don't know why, but that just made this whole van life thing and me kind of not being able to motivate myself to actually work on the van and renovate it, that just made everything seem so unimportant. Not unimportant in a negative way, but just like, it doesn't really make any difference. Or it does make a difference, but if it does make a difference, you know, whether I leave a month later than expected or not, if that does make a difference, that difference is supposed to happen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if I would be supposed to already have left and already be on my travels, the van would have been done, you know? If I would be supposed to leave tomorrow, the van would be done already. Like, everything in my life would have turned out to me working on it and getting it done by tomorrow if I would be supposed to leave tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's just all, like, all this thinking and all this contemplating is just, it doesn't make a difference. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't. There's no point in it at all. Everything is supposed to happen like it is happening right now. And if you accept that, everything just kind of seems so small and insignificant in the best way possible. I know those words, like small and insignificant, are kind of negatively interpreted, I feel like, in our society, but it's a great feeling to know that it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just takes so much like pressure off of you and pressure off of the people around you and your plans in life and everything. You just have to exist, dude. You just have to exist. And that is all you need to do. See, and that is why I am so grateful for struggles like that. Like, I keep saying I'm grateful for my struggles, no matter how fucking annoying and hard they are in the moment. But like, if I would have not struggled this much with actually getting work done in the van and like working on it and renovating it, I would have never realized those things. And now that I know what I'm actually afraid of, I can work through that and I can, you know, just work on those blockages and built up walls I have and expectations I have. You know, it's all supposed to work out in the end. And that's just what you kind of have to believe in, because if you don't believe in that, life is fucking hard. Like, I've lost that belief very many times throughout my life, especially in the last year. And those beliefs that everything is supposed to happen the way it's happening right now, and that everything happens for a reason, as cliche as that sounds, like, if you can truly and fully believe in that, everything just works. Everything just falls into place. I don't know, man. I mean, it's one thing to believe it in your head, and it's another thing to actually internalize it and feel it, but just trust me on this one. If you are listening to this right now, first of all, you're supposed to listen to this, so thank you very much for following your intuition to click on this. Great, amazing. Also, maybe your intuition is telling you to follow me. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Just go follow your intuition. I am kidding. No, but, you know, gotta lighten up this conversation a little bit, because that shit was really fucking deep and very heavy, but like in the best way possible. I love heavy things. What am I talking about? See, but this is what happens when I sit down and not plan anything, and it just comes. It just comes, and that's amazing. Maybe it's a little chaotic, but it still comes, you know? So, yeah, good news. I have worked on the van since my little existential crisis. I have gotten myself to work on the van just because I just lightened up the pressure a little bit that I put on myself and on this whole thing. And that made it a lot easier for me to actually get something done. And everything is basically done. Like the bigger things, like the flooring and the cabinets and the walls and another cabinet. Like basically the like bigger projects are done. And now comes the fun part, which I love, which is like decorating and all the small things, like, you know, carpets and curtains and plants and just making it homey, making it my home. Also cleaning it before that. Before all of that, I have to really deep clean this thing because it is old and it is rusty and it is dirty. So gonna deep clean everything and then put the mattress in, which is probably gonna be the most exciting part ever. Putting the mattress in, just because that just makes it a home and that just makes it like a livable thing if the mattress is in there. So yeah, gonna deep clean it, put the mattress in, put all the like smaller things in, like curtains and the carpets and everything. And yeah, then it's just done. But yeah, I just want to say that I'm so grateful for their struggles, because now that it's almost done, it means so much more. Like, it just has so much more meaning to me, and I'm just so much more grateful for it and for myself, and also so grateful, extremely grateful for all the people that have helped me with the van along the way. You don't even know how extremely thankful I am. And you know, I didn't expect so much help and so much kindness and so much love for me just from people that don't even know me. They were like, hey, I'm gonna help you. Hey, do you need anything for the van? Do you need, you know, any supplies or any tips on how to do something? And, you know, I'm alone doing this. And there have been so many people helping me, especially my friends like Sarah and Nina. Shout out to you guys. I love you more than anything. And I couldn't have done this without you. And also your dads, your grandpas, your, you know, everybody that has helped me along the way. Like, I would have not been able to actually do this and do this in like a proper way. Everything would have probably just fallen apart if I had done it by myself. But now that it's almost done, I feel like it's not gonna fall apart by the second week, which is really exciting. So yeah, big shout out to all the people that have helped me and that have like offered me their help. Thing is, many, many people offered me their help. I'm just really bad at actually like taking it and like accepting help. So also, if I've not accepted your help, still really, really grateful for you offering your help. Like, I'm serious. Like, I'm really, really serious. Even if you've just offered me help, thank you. I think I don't have anything else to say on this topic. I do have many, many things that I want to talk about, but I feel like for this episode, for this topic, for this conversation, I don't really have anything left to say. And I think, you know, 35 minutes of an episode is totally fine. Maybe. I hope so. Definitely let me know. Oh, wait, there is no comment section. Just DM me on Instagram. I'm definitely going to get back to you. So if you've liked this or if you could relate to it in any way possible, maybe give this a like or download it, I think. Well, here's the thing. I don't make any like money or anything from this, and I don't want to monetize it. Strictly like solely doing this for you right now listening, just I don't know. Also, this is kind of like a free therapy session for me. Yeah, not gonna lie. That's definitely a reason I do this as well. But yeah, I don't know. If you've liked it, just that's it. There you go. Don't have to like it at all. This is not monetized. I don't make money from this. I don't want to monetize it. You know, this is just for me and you to talk. And if you want to talk back, just because you can't really right now, or maybe you can, but I can't hear you, just, you know, shoot me a DM, text me, I don't know. Just let's just connect and talk about what we've learned and our struggles. And even if you don't, like, if you're not at the point where you've learned from a struggle yet, like, if you've not come out of it the other end and you don't have, like, a solution or, like, an explanation for it or whatever, like, still talk to people about it, because us humans, we are so, like, we're so centered around ourselves, and I am as well. I'm a very narcissistic person, don't get me wrong, but, like, I don't know, I just feel like if we would communicate more and talk more about what we go through on a daily basis, we as a collective could be so much more wise and reflective, and everything would just be better, dude, if we would just talk more to each other and especially talk about our problems and our struggles and everything we go through, because everybody can learn something from everybody. Like, seriously, I can learn something from you. You can learn something from me. We can all learn from each other, and we're going to be like really enlightened and powerful. Let's go. But yeah, thank you so much again for listening to this. Maybe, yeah, check out like my other social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok. Yeah, TikTok as well. Wow, that's a weird ass platform as well. YouTube, I have been doing a little series on my YouTube channel. Oh, also something I haven't really stuck with, but I wanted to do a 30-day challenge and create a video and upload a video every single day for 30 days. I've not succeeded. I did it for like the first 10 days and then it was like, yeah, fuck this. I cannot. I literally cannot. But I am still posting within that 30-day challenge, just not, you know, just not posting it in 30 days, not every day, just, you know, posting a lot more and creating a lot of really cool videos and finding my style and kind of finding my workflow with everything, because I love nothing more than creating video content. Like, I'm serious, I love it so much. So yeah, also check out my YouTube channel, maybe my 30-day challenge that is not really a 30-day challenge anymore, but I still call it that, you know. Let's go. Thank you so much. I hope you have an amazing day. I hope you're on your path. I hope you're connected to your inner being and to your true self and to your spirit guides. Wow, that was very spiritual. But seriously, like, you are guided all the time, every single second of every day. Just surrender to that. All right? Yeah, I hope you have an amazing day. I love you. Thank you. Bye-bye.